Hi, this is Nigel Jemson here in the Green Jumper podcast. We just treated it really just as a normal league game. We did our usual thing. We trained in the morning. We went home. Went to Antonio's for our pre-match meal, which was, you know, probably soup or prawn cocktail, and then it was, you know, a fillet steak with lots of chips, and then possibly a dessert if you wanted it. And then, you know, you got back on the coach, and there was crisps, there was chocolate, there's Coke, and everything else there you could eat. And yeah, you got to the normal, I think it was South Mimms Hotel that we usually went to for London games, and so it was pretty much, you know, stay the same really. And then obviously got to Wembley. We did get there a little bit early to soak up the atmosphere and everything like that, and going down the old Wembley way and everything like that. It was brilliant. And seeing all the red shirts there, and you know, I was 20 years of age then, you know, to play in a major final at 20. You know, on a selfish note, to score the only goal was a perfect scoreline for myself. One where, again, I was a confident striker, put £50 on myself to score the first goal, 8-1. So that was nice. You know, most importantly, you know, for the club to win back-to-back League Cups was an incredible achievement, you know, not only by the manager, but by the football club. You know, I'm still actually the last score of a winning goal in a major final for Nottingham Forest, which is great, but you know, I'd love someone else to take over that mantle, because it means that you know, we're winning trophies again, which, you know, for myself will be, you know, the ideal scenario.
Make sure you subscribe for more memories of the great man in the green jumper.